This is Feba Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Jesus loved to tell a good story to make a point, and the Good Samaritan is one of his most famous parables of all. One day, an expert in the law asked a question to test Jesus and then to justify himself. And who is my neighbor? Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan to answer his question. A Jewish man was taking a trip alone and was attacked by robbers. They beat him, robbed him of everything he had, and left him nearly dead beside the road. After a while, a Jewish priest came along and saw the poor man lying beside the road. He just passed him by. Later, a Levite came along, but he did just the same like the priest. Finally, a Samaritan man came by. The Jews and the Samaritans did not think of each other as neighbors. You would expect the Samaritan man to be the one who just passed by without helping. Instead, the Samaritan man took pity on the injured Jewish man. He bandaged his wounds. He put him on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he could be safe and recover. Since the injured man had been robbed of everything he had, the Samaritan man even paid his bill at the inn and paid the innkeeper to take good care of him. Luke chapter 10 verses 36 and 37 we read, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Today for our devotion, let us look at the Bible portion taken from 1 John chapter 4 verses 11 and 12. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. It is easier said than done. Why is it so difficult for us to love one another? Loving others is extremely difficult, and sometimes for others to love us is equally difficult. We are human, and many times the old nature of selfishness and sin show up. The Bible tells us to imitate Christ. In Philippians chapter 2 verses 3 and 4 we read, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of the others." Another reason is that we let our emotions in the way. Emotions can fluctuate. Christ teaches us that love is sacrificial. Not just the matter of our emotions, but it is our entire being and core, through our mind, our strength, and our heart, that we must love one another. In John chapter 15 verses 12 and 13 we read, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." John chapter 13 verses 34 and 35 we read, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." This is a command given by our Lord, love in action. "Then and by this everyone will know that you are Christ's disciples." The truth is, we cannot love apart from God. We cannot create feelings to love others. It can lead to hypocrisy, and one day it will be exposed. We cannot have a cold heart and pretend to love people. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." In times when selfishness and hatred is in the forefront, why don't we, as those who love Christ, hold people up in love? In love to help people, in love to show people the truth, in love to help them experience Christ. We love when we begin doing what God has commanded us. May the Lord enable us to shine His love through our lives. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636-425-2164 plus 91-636-425-2164. God bless you.